funky uncles, funky uncles, coming at you live from 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. Funky uncles, funky uncles, funky uncles. Big fella.
Yup. Try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. They gon' channel riding through the streets, they be like they go. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. Fuck you thought it was. You taught that make a lame ass nigga fall in love. Not me though, bitch, you could keep those. Bro, I'm at your head like Craig did Debo. Don't tweak, bro, it's never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Tobacco. Where the hell you get them from? Yeezy said he ain't made them. My nigga chasing bounty hunters and getting chased by the baby mamas. My first tat on my stomach, got a pocket full of money and a mind full of ideas. Some of this shit may sound weird. Inside of the Maybach, look like it came out of IKEA. Run shit like diarrhea. Big yacht, no pie still. I cap. I'm high cap. I'm so high. Me and God dapping. This my blessing, this my passion. School of hard knocks, I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Sold up, my soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they doing toe tucks. I roll up and let the smoke puff. I lay down toes up, hold up. Get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches come to do harm, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm overlooked with the hoes, pretty bitches in the foes. Tippin' toes around my crib, in they robes, just they robes. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar race. Fuck wrong with you, what you were thinking, what you thought it was. I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. More like
baby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. They gon' channel riding through the street, they be like they go. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Yeah.
This is Funky Uncles.
WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the final installment of Funky Uncles ever.
And that was some straight fire from Chance the Rapper, Lil Wayne, and 2 Chainz on the track No Problem from Chance 3, aka Coloring Book. That song is what I call a showstopper on the album. And
Or a show starter for us, I guess.
It's a show starter and it's a show stopper, and it comes after the first track because it's the second track on the album. The first track has a feature from Kanye that I find to be thoroughly underwhelming. I think basically the first time I heard it, I was actually sitting around the room with my housemates, and no one was really paying that much attention to the song except me. I was like, that was all I was doing was listening. But when Kanye comes on, it's just sort of like the booming, like, kind of like production that you hear in songs like Ultralight Beam, where it's like you know what I mean. It's like the cloud of like booming production.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in the song in a way that just like is really disruptive and not in a non-cohesive way, just like it just kind of ruins the song. So it's like this is the real start to the album.
I see.
Yeah,
I have not even heard it yet, which is I'm remiss, but I've been saving it and all of the other new music that's come out in the past week and a half or so for when I'm finally done with my college career, which is just I'm almost there. We're almost there.
It's been a struggle. It's been a long road.
It's been a long haul and a crawl to the end.
Yeah,
to the mall.
Mr. They call it the mall crawl, the rat race.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, there's nothing coming.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nothing good was coming out of that.
I could sense it. I mean, that was my bad. I set us on that track. But I don't know if we ever actually dove into this on the show itself, but I, over the summer, was going back a little bit, and I was getting into Internet Tape, Vic Mensa's second mixtape, mm-hmm. first one that was, you know, sort of put him on the map next to Chance. I think it came out same year as S-Rap, but I think a little bit after, a couple months after, and it kind of got overshadowed by Astrap, but it's quite something.
I saw him live with K Tronada a year ago.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
okay.
In Paris. It was really cool.
Oh cool, yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's on the new K Tronada album, which we'll be featuring tonight. Tonight is going to be a mixture, I think, of the new Cali Kush that's come out in the last month or so. We call it Cali Kush because it's the creme de la creme. There's been a lot of good new music coming out now. And also a retrospective of some of the greatest hits that you've heard on Funky Uncles. We know you've all heard them. Y'all know them and love them. The classic artists. We're talking UMO. We're talking...
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. We're talking... there's a lot.
We haven't thought about it. Maybe we'll go back to Sonlux. Sonlux.
There's a lot.
We should go. You know what? We should go back in the archives themselves.
Yeah, we should. Not hard to do with Social Network, millennials. It's not hard to do that these days. So we're gonna do that. Joe, what are we? How are we taking them away next?
We're taking them away with some Vic Mensa. Keeping it in Chicago.
All right, Mick Vensa. You heard it here first. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe.
Back on the stat, she tryna pin an opera.
Mozart.
Ooh. sound so beautiful. Fogging my bifocals, window shopping at the Gucci. No way you want it, but just can't have it. Especially as an artist, don't that shit make you mad? Just breathe, 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 it's all in your head. Know these labels wanna sign me for an arm and a leg. Cut my publishing in half like I have to fall. For a dollar, what's the half of a half a hole? Caught a water, a Cavassier, complicate things. When money's what you compensate, but this is just so that you know. All I want is to get you, what you need. Make you love it, make you want it. Cause baby, you are so. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
To get you. Hold up, yeah, wait up, I'ma let you finish. But finna be famous one day, just really ain't where I fit in. Fell in love when I was 15, I guess you could call it tennis. My tendency for this music is so much deeper than business. I build a beat in the morning, record it before the evening. Why is it what seems important seems always to be misleading? I wish I could see the future, just wish I could see the future. Just tell me everything be okay, just like my mama used to. My youth unfolding before me, be 20 before I know it. I'm trying to write my emblematic in TV's, this panoramic was right. And ran in a rental and I don't mean it was rented. Told my mama free as I vaguely remember spinning. I fell asleep from the studio. Must have been safe cause no one hit me. They made a list about Chicago rappers and they skipped me. Maybe cause I'm so much more. Forget what you not, this is about what you are. To get you, what you need. Make you love it, make you want it. Cause baby you are.
Talk way too much. You used to know everything. You couldn't stand me. I couldn't stand you. You said I'm steady playing, but you steady playing too. Your big brother footwork. Your place is the juke. The wrinkles, the place, but in that space and time, I was too young for you. As you are for me. To worry about fruities and truths. Till I find out all of the shorties with cooties was cute and realize what booties could do.
We gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it jukin', we gon' throw a party, and we ain't gotta do shit. You came with your best friend, came with for the weekend, all that with your party, so tell me what you thinkin', we gon' have a drink. We'll be right back.
Soundtrack to your life, perfected. Whenever you are feeling human appeal was so unusual. Herbally, what is medicine to alone? So can become poison or some with the whole body fast asleep. Out cold, true vision seem to come to the eye. Take hold of a prophet of me most visibly. I see clear when the world doesn't show it to me. It's so hard to make sense in the cycle of billing. Trying to find a reason to quit and make a killing. I admit, or dealing is painful. Like a star upon a child staring down from the ceiling. How far do we have to stretch the picture before pixelating the human texture? We can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canvas dust. And save it all up for an ultimate prize. Homecoming gathering with a big surprise. Throw on your favorite record that's good to go. On the analog table and it's something to blow. Sit back with ease and hear the MC flow. Hi-hat, kick drum, all the highs and lows. It's funny how the music put times in perspective. Add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are, feel like we'll keep walking and we can't get far. Yeah, wherever you are. It's funny how the music put times in perspective. Add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are, feel
you're
like
listening
we'll
to
keep walking and we can't get far.
That's a little too loud. That's a new job ace. We were going back in time with the last couple of tracks. Before this, you heard from Saiho, who's a producer, Japanese producer, came out with this track, with this album a couple years ago with another producer called Obe City. Obe City actually went to Tufts.
Yes, he was in Apple Jam.
Was in Apple
Jam. When he was in Apple Jam, they actually had a whole lot of, like the scene was very different. Like Apple Jam, like when I first started in Apple Jam, it was a lot of like, sort of like heavy punk and stuff. And it's sort of like, since then, it's like, it's kind of like maintained that a little bit, but it's, there's been like more variety, I think, since,
got
you know,
some of
over the years. But like in like the middle of the last decade or so, when Obe City, Sam Obe is his name, and like his crew was in Apple Jam, they had like all, like a lot of like DJs and producers
really
come to Tufts.
That's shocking.
And like
it's
a lot of them, because what's up?
There's not really any DJs coming through.
No, not at all. I mean, well, he came back.
Producers.
Melisma and WMFO had an event last semester with Astronautica, which is his label, or like part of it, like a label that he runs. He's mostly on, or he started, maybe not started, but he, Obe City is on Hudson Mohawk's label.
Really?
Scottish? What are they?
I don't know what it's called.
I something? Lucky Me. No, that's what it is. Lucky Me, I think, is the name of the label. They're like a big deal. But he's got his own label too, Astronautica, and a lot of these dudes that performed, maybe not a lot, but like Machine Drum played here. He's got a sick Beyonce remix that I think we should play actually, maybe in a little bit.
Let's do it.
And like Daedalus, he's like friends with Flying Lotus. Like he has a remix on Flying Lotus' first album. But yeah. So anyway, yeah.
This thing they released,
the long way of saying they had a split. Single kind of, or they had two tracks each, Obe City and Saiho, and the best track on that by far
is,
no offense to the Tufts alum, but Saiho's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Obe City's.
I've not really listened to much of it.
This song is fire.
But that song's just. I remember the first time I heard that. The first time we played that,
it gave me tingles. It's just like, it's an example of like, there's so many like elements, sampled elements. It's just like, it's a collage, really. It's not really like...
But it never loses. Like,
never.
It's the most groovy thing you've ever heard. Like, it's groovier than anything that maintains a steady beat throughout, or
yes,
a steady like texture throughout, because it's like, it's got those syncopations, but it's like, it's syncopated in tone as well as in rhythm,
yes,
and it's just, everything lines up perfectly, and you got this little like, that like little acoustic
little
riff that should be, that would be, that could be so easy to mess up and just be like, yeah, kind of a mess, but it just sounds so.
And the vocal samples too, and the guy's like, "Do you want it? Yeah,
yeah."
That, like, it's like, yeah, corny stuff,
but
it really,
everything
is,
yeah,
so good.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
So what do we
love
got
that
going next? We got a special set coming up next. We're gonna take you back in time.
We're gonna keep going on this. Maybe the whole hour, and perhaps even more of just going back through the archives and seeing what the uncles have drawn.
But I'm not sure. We haven't played that much Taylor McFerrin. Taylor McFerrin.
No, well, but it's going to lead us in that direction.
Right.
Like, we're going to start with this concert that Xander and I saw just a week ago that was, we agree that we really needed it.
Yes.
It was very
it was
warm,
a meditative,
refreshing,
breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Zan, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know the name of the track on which Thundercat appears on this Taylor McFerrin album called Early Riser, which came out in 2014.
Do you know the name of the track?
Because it doesn't spot
already there is the name of the track.
That's okay. Okay, here it is. Cool.
Joe, can I just report
yeah,
tragedy update? We only have three listeners.
That's amazing.
Which means that there were actually five people listening.
That's something else.
But you know what? That's okay. We're just here for the fun. Sometimes on American Idol, the contestants get up on stage and they say, the judges give them like a haranguing. They're like, you were terrible. And then at the end, Ryan Seacrest comes and he said, so how do you feel? And the artist will 95% of the time say, you know what? At least I had fun tonight. I got up there and I had fun tonight.
And that's what we're doing.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Zan, I'm still getting reports that automation is on. You want to just double check on that?
You know what? I swear.
Well, that's not how you turn automation off.
Dude, I swear I did it. For the record, I did nothing wrong.
You heard it here first, folks. Uncle Zan did nothing wrong.
But we should be good now. If you could see me, I'd be winking. So we're going to move on, right? We're going to go to Taylor McFerrin, and then we're going to take you back in time. Some of that, you know, neo-soul production, jazz.
Brain feeder world.
This may last 30 minutes.
Maybe we're going in that direction, or maybe we're already there.
You're listening to Funky Uncles.
Escape route, and so is mine. blessing
to me.
than anyone can be. Yeah. Attraction, now that's something different. And thankfully you're bold to me.
Cause I've learned in this life,
yeah,
you gotta be with someone you like.
What
you think we've got,
yeah,
what it takes to go to distance,
I can tell you now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
You're listening to Funky Uncles, and boy, oh boy, was that a trap, sorry, was that, boy, oh boy, was that a trap, boy, oh boy, was that a trip down memory lane for us. We could have kept going for about another hour if we were following the thread of songs that we were thinking of playing and that would fit in the same vein as this one, because this was sort of, in a way, the core of Funky Uncles is some of the songs and some of the genres that you heard. in the last 20 minutes or so.
So we worked backward from Taylor McFerrin's Already There with absolutely killer, not even really a bass line from Thundercat. Jesus Christ. From Thundercat, but an entire an orchestra, really, of overdubbed bass parts that Taylor McFerrin shared with us. Taylor, you know, he was just an incredibly genuine, earnest guy. It was really cool to see that. You know, like, some of these guys, like, they're funny, but they've had, like, their, like, ironic stage personas. But he was really, you know, just really happy to be there, really happy that other people were there. And he had this, like, really nice little anecdote about that track Already There, where Thundercat came in and he tried like a bunch of different takes. Like, he's just like improvised a bunch of different things, and none of them on their own quite did the job, so he just put all of them, like 20 or something takes, over one another, just this whole like cacophonous bass mush,
and it turned into
was just incredible, and like just sounds amazing.
And he isolated the sample when he was playing the song.
Yeah, that was cool. We wish we could have done that too. He was just playing the bass tracks, and it was just unbelievable.
Sexual.
Yeah, really, you might say.
And then we went into I would say if one artist encapsulated the mission statement
of the Uncles.
Of Funky Uncles, it would be Thundercat. Thundercat is the artist that really brought me and Joe together. It doesn't make any sense.
No, well, I mean, we've seen him twice.
I've seen him three times.
But we saw him sophomore year, we saw him junior year with Flying Lotus.
I'll see him anytime he comes to town for the rest of my life, because he's one of my favorite living musicians.
And we were
top 10.
Zan and I were commenting, it's incredible to have... You know, they say, what a time to be alive. And I think that really applies to being alive while this L.A. jazz revival has sort of taken root. Because when we first got to college and started playing Thundercat tracks and things like that, it was at least, I mean, he had been making music, obviously, for several years. And Flying Lotus had been making music for many years already. But it really seemed to start to pick up a lot of speed when like Thundercat started to get kind of big and Flying Lotus was starting to get big, and then at the same time that Kendrick was starting to get big, and then like just to see like these incredible artists working on their own and then to have their paths converge on to Pimp a Butterfly, and first on You're Dead, because it was Thundercat and Flying Lotus with an incredible verse from Kendrick, and then how that like the way that sort of. And Kamasi Washington as well.
Yeah.
He's part of the Brainfeeder. He's on the Brainfeeder label. Just he and Thundercat just bringing that really professional jazz sensibility to like this like incredibly newfangled kinds of things that are going on. And just to see those things foment.
I think a lot of young musicians now are emulating this kind of movement and the ideas that are being created with Thundercat and that are on just like so much a part of hip hop music right now, and like what Hiatus Coyote's done, and I was talking to Thad. We're gonna bring him back too. Thaddeus Strauss is the man who gave us
in a lot of ways the name of the show too, because the show we were like, oh, Jake said, Thad says this funny thing, Dads and Plaids,
right?
We can't steal that from him. Funky Uncles is a close second.
That's true. That you're right. Right. So
Hill Hall, freshman year.
Yeah, we were eating some like crappy, greasy food too, and we came up with this name and this, you know, this idea that became the most significant part of our lives for 4 years.
You might say.
And so Thad was telling me that, you know, what all the young kids are doing. You know, used to start a rock band, you know, but now a lot of the hip cats at NYU. And in New York are doing these kind of like, you know, neo soul kind of like funk jazz kind of fusion stuff. That's like the new thing, and you know, so hopefully we'll be hearing more of that. And you know, it's what I dig on these days, and probably will.
Wolfpack, we played some Wolfpack a couple
of
years ago.
That's sort of like its own like weird thing. Yeah, that wasn't years ago. That was last semester.
Well, we revisited it last semester.
Did we play it?
You played Wolfpack.
Like, I never did.
Actually, you know, no.
Maybe
who was it? No, wait. somebody else requested it. You know what? I think Karem requested it.
No, really?
When we were like sophomores.
Oh my gosh.
He was listening to Funky Uncles and he messaged me because I was like posting about requests and he said, like, play Wolfpack. Plus, because like they're an instrumental group, but they record with a vocalist sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy with just an incredible, smooth voice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We should try to find that track during the next set or something. But yeah, so we had those two Thundercat tracks. One was from Golden Age of Apocalypse, and one was from 2011. That one was Is It Love?
And then the other was so Lotus good. And the Jondi from 2013.
Yeah, Thomas Pridgeon on drums, just going absolutely insane.
He needs to release another full-length album.
Thundercat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His last thing wasn't a full-length, right?
It was like a
BS album. No, it was all right. It wasn't great. It was good. It wasn't as good as his first two, but... Amon Avi, in my opinion. Sorry, I don't know why the French came out, but it did. That's sounded funny. Like Italian or something, too. Then we had Robert Glasper, the Robert Glasper Experiment. Ah, yeah, great song. My favorite song from that album. That came out a while ago. That was 2012. But that definitely, I saw them the summer before I started school for free actually at a park in New York City. And Jake actually dragged me there. I'd never heard of Robert Glasper in mm-hmm. my life. I went in totally blind.
Well, I hadn't heard of him until you played him on The Uncles
yeah.
in like 2013.
I just went in. I had nothing, knew nothing. And I was blown. It was one of the most incredible live experiences I've ever seen and heard. And it was, yeah, very memorable. They have this guy who like, the one part I don't like is that one of their singers like sings with this like weird vocal effect that makes him sound like a robot,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of detracts. Like they do this cover of Nirvana song.
I love that. You, do you not?